Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Blink, so Grace the Apothecary, harvesting plants from the outskirts of Fairburn Point, poison and remedy. Blink, so Grace the Wise Woman, providing solace, lending a comforting ear, hearing all. Blink, Sir Grace the Fisherman, watching the coast with a weathered eye, marking the colors, all's well.
Blink, 2,000 eyes, 1,000 plans, and all requiring a personal touch. This is the state of grace.
Divinations I cast last night have bared fruition. I think I have found the Kuhulu Urfu Koriku, but... If we were to tell the director about this place, they will insist on slowly peeling back the defenses. If you were to go while they were perhaps distracted by something else, you could do it on your own, and then anything that happens there could simply be passed off as the work of those damned adventurers. The flap to the tent is pulled aside, and standing in its space is Professor Nyla Breakbone. The director wishes to speak to Jindabind and to you.
All right, yeah, of course, lead the way. Lead the way, Nyla.
You head over to, as you step out of the tent, you can hear in the early morning, the steady sounds of many hands.
Tink, 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 tink.
Yeah,
tink.
slowly working away. There's a space where, it's not where she sleeps or anything like that. It's just kind of like a, you'd call it maybe a command post or something like that, where the director spends most of her time during the day. It's an open air, essentially just a roof supported by columns that she has her desk and all of her papers and whatnot laid out. You have probably already been through a lot of this.
Yeah.
You are aware there's nothing here that necessarily interests you.
Yeah, okay.
It's mostly reports, stuff that you get to see without having to sneak a look anyway. Mm. And there's a lot of just management type stuff, payroll, that sort of thing.
Okay.
She's sitting at her desk consulting with a few people as they dart about doing their various jobs. You walk over and she greets all three of you. Ah, good day, good day. I was hoping to speak to the two of you. Well, to everyone, actually, I suppose. But Jindabyne, I suppose, the most. Jindabyne, I'm sorry to bother you with this, but the ancient evil, this entity or whatever it is, we've come to the decision that we would like to not break. I mean, obviously, as the thing's already come out, it's hard to say if any of the seal really remains active, but we'd need someone with arcane expertise to maybe peel this back a bit slowly and have a delicate look at it to make sure, just in case any of the seal remains, that we don't break it further. If possible, obviously, we'd prefer, I mean, you know, I don't want this thing coming out while we're digging. I'd be quite upset about that, as I think we all would be.
Of course, of course.
So, if possible, if you could peel it back gently, and then maybe even, we'll make the decision when we make the decision, but to piece it back together, perhaps.
I think Jindabyne would be agreeable to that, right, Jindabyne?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I can do that for you. All right. Oh, excellent then, excellent. Well, in that case, I think most of today will be spent just doing that. I think priority number one should be working on that, which I suppose gives a bit of a more of a study day for you two, she says, gesturing to you and to Nyla Breakbone.
Of course, I'd love to study with Nyla. I like maybe even go to like squeeze her hand.
Nyla probably doesn't react to that. She just lets her hand be squeezed.
But, you know, if I'm honest, my academic curiosity, I would love to see what Jindabyne does. I'd like to watch it.
The director, well, actually, I don't think you need to roll. I think that's a fair
reason.
That's
a reasonable thing.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable request. Yeah. The director nods and says, well, okay, well, if you'd like to watch. I mean, I'm sure Jindabyne will find some interesting tidbits as he's pulling apart the weave.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it'd be fascinating.
Very interesting, I'm sure.
Thank you very much, Throncaster.
I'll be up here if you need anything. Just send a runner and I'll help you out.
Of course, of course.
You, Nyla Breakbone, and Jindabyne the Howling Mad take the elevator.
Nyla's coming with, okay, that's
fine. Oh, she doesn't even, not even saying anything, she's just coming
joining us, okay.
You step out onto the elevator,
mm-hmm.
and you take the elevator down. As you get, actually, maybe on the elevator, it's not just the three of you. A couple other workers step onto the elevator, and mm-hmm. one of them engages Nyla in conversation, just like mm-hmm. a little, you know, what do you call it?
Like small talk?
Small talk. That's
yeah,
the one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Just a little small talk. While that happens, Jindabyne, you see a little hand gesture as he casts a spell,
mm-hmm.
and you are talking through, you whisper.
Yeah.
It's a tiniest, the smallest of whisper, but you can both hear each other whispering mm. as if it were into each other's ears. Ha ha ha. You can, if you want, peel off. I can give you directions. Directions to where the Hall of Records, to where the Kuhulu Uru Koreku is.
I was going to say that the sort of distraction has fallen directly into our laps.
Take Nyla if you want or don't.
I'll take Nyla.
All right.
I think it's a good excuse.
Careful with the defenses. I understand your form is... He glances in your direction, mm-hmm. then straightens his gaze again. Weaker as this. Unfortunately, if the defenses were to take you apart, I fear I could not put you back together.
There are contingencies for
of
if
course.
That were to happen.
Be aware, Sir Grace. I foresee tragedy in Nyla's future.
Me too.
Okay. When we reach the bottom...
Uh-huh.
With my directions, can I, like, see the tunnel or the passageway that I would need to take to...
Not as of yet.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of... It stretches off, even with your dwarven vision, mm-hmm. it stretches off into darkness.
Okay.
Jindabyne, however, seems quite certain he can give you directions.
Okay.
Even
okay.
in the darkness.
Cool.
And even from what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah,
you,
great.
Jindabyne, he's, as I said, he's very eccentric, but his powers of divination are unmatched.
Cool.
You trust that he has seen the future in this instance.
Once he's set up and mm-hmm. he's, like, starting to work his magic on, like, breaking the seal, and I have some idea of, like, where to go, at least the beginning of the directions to try to get to the Temple of Records, or the Room of Records, I'd like to turn to Nyla and be like, can I talk to you for a moment?
Sure. Are you waiting till you're in front of where the seal is to have this conversation?
I'm basically waiting until, yes, pretty much.
Okay. Well, in that case then, this is probably, in the earlier sections that are very definitively have been cleared mm-hmm. of anything that could be hostile, and sections that are closest to where the opening, to where the exit is,
mm-hmm.
they're quite... populated. There's yeah. a lot of people around. This is the deepest that you have gotten so far.
Mm-hmm.
So to go any deeper would make you absolutely alone. But even if you were to stay in this area, there's maybe, like, including Jindabyne,
mm-hmm.
there's maybe five people here total.
Well, basically my plan is to get the two of us away and okay. to start heading toward the Hall of Records with her under the guise of just wanting to have a talk about our relationship.
In that case,
my plan.
Jindabyne, before he begins peeling at that mm-hmm. seal, he does the gesture from the elevator again, mm-hmm. and you're having a whispered conversation yeah. at distance. He whispers a few very cryptic sounding phrases to mm-hmm. you, but you get the immediate impression, Sir Grace, or should I say Shield Mold,
yeah.
you get the distinct impression that the words he has said are the exact words you need to know. He said
okay.
it. He said things specifically in a way that maybe you'll misremember something, but you'll misremember it in the right way.
Yeah, okay. He's completely set me up for
yeah.
these particular phrases. Okay, cool.
So you, following once again, like I said, you feel like Jindabyne has seen the future, and you feel like you know exactly what you need to know
yeah.
to get to the Hall of Records.
Cool. Well, then I'll go take Nyla aside and be like, I'd like to talk to you somewhere private. Maybe there's a tunnel up in this direction that we could just have I feel like we've not been, I don't know, I feel like that something's changed between us. Is that fair to say?
Well, I mean, yes.
I like look around it. Like
she takes out, this is a thing that all of you have
yeah.
access to. It's a lantern that rather than casting a normal light, it casts a red light.
Mm-hmm.
Some types of dwarven defenses rely on light hitting them.
Mm.
And this is a very special, very specific type of lantern that is designed to Well, it can still trip these defenses, but it does. It takes a lot more for it to trip the defenses. So she takes out this red lantern and lights it so that the two of you can see properly rather than just in dark vision.
I'll do the same with mine as well, just to have two. And then I'd like to basically keep going deeper into the tunnel, following the directions of Jindabyne, and talking to her the whole time, again, under the guise of just looking for somewhere private and comfortable to sit and talk.
You will need to make a persuasion check because this is actually an unexplored route, which is why the Hall of Records hasn't been found yet. Good roll. Okay. Yes. Shield Mold, you take Nyla further into the... I was about to say the dungeon. Further into the settlement, into this ancient settlement.
I've just been so... caught up, I suppose, and this dig, this, you know, is probably the biggest dig of my life, and maybe I've let some things that are more important. I'll just throw this little bit here, crawl, duck under that. Some things that are more important to me fall by the wayside, and I just wanted to apologize.
Nyla, a little puffed from your mad scramble over some wreckage, she returns. Well, I mean. That's pretty much an apology, I suppose.
I never let me, you know, impress upon you. I just hop over this, avoid that. I just want to impress upon you that the apology is real. I am sorry. I am so sorry.
That is a deception joke.
Oh, yeah.
You have decent deception, but you rolled poorly.
Uh-oh.
Nyla landing behind you on the other side of
a little chasm or something.
Yeah, an ancient chasm. I understand, but, well, I guess I don't, actually. This has been so strange of you. I thought things were getting serious.
How close are we to the Hall of Records?
You're on the last stanza.
I am serious. And in fact, the fact that you don't think I'm serious about this, that offends me.
That's an intimidation check.
And I'd like to, as I say that, in a huff, walk away to try and get to the Hall of Records.
All right, you succeed on the intimidation check. Agate, Agate! She calls from behind you, and you hear her running to catch up to you.
Okay.
You arrive at the entrance to the Hall of Records. As soon as both of your lanterns illuminate the doorway, you hear her gasp next to you. This discovery is a pretty big deal. There is a very elaborate stone door set into the wall. You can see that there is also made out of stone an elaborate locking mechanism. This is partially why you need the red lights. The wall is stone, the door is stone, the locking mechanism is stone. Without the extra detail that light affords you, this would literally look like just another part of the wall.
Ah, cool.
And even with the light, it's just enough, the shadows, it's what you see this because of the shadows that the light is casting. That the indent, the complicated nature of the lock, it comes into stark relief for you. You can see, like I said, the locking mechanism is in the center of the doorway. It's a double door with the lock in between the two halves.
Mm-hmm.
It's some sort of orb with many concentric smaller circles in it, and there is a handle in the center. Shield Mold identifies this as a very particular locking mechanism. It's a combination lock that comes with a pretty heavy price for failure. The idea is you reach in with your hand, you grab the handle, and you're meant to turn it in a specific series of a specific and very precise series of
like
clockwise
rotations,
and counterclockwise movements, which causes those bands on the outside to shift and move and eventually unlock. If, however, you fail... those bands will snap shut on your hand.
Okay.
There is no way to avoid it. You either, every time you open this, it either opens, or every time you attempt to open it, it either opens or you lose an arm. Those are the only outcomes.
Okay. Do I, by Jindabyne's prophecy or whatever, his divination, do I have any idea the correct movements to open this?
Maybe the final line of the last stanza
yeah.
is something that maybe you remember it incorrectly,
yeah.
but what it sounded like was door protected from divination magic.
Okay.
Their Jindabind can't give you the combination, unfortunately. Mm. And Shield Mold, while she can identify this
yeah,
lock,
doesn't have the...
Doesn't know how it... Okay. Yeah, what its combination is.
Oh my god. I can't believe that... You're seeing this too, right, Nyla?
Nyla is so stunned she can't even say anything.
It's got to be one of those rotating locks. You
right.
know, I go up, I don't want to grab it at all, but I want to
grabbing
like,
it begins it.
Yeah, yeah, I figure.
If you're grabbing it, you're unlocking it.
I want to like just start like touching around the edges sure. of it and like kind of just trying to get a sense of it.
That's an investigation check. All right, you did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You feeling around the edges, you can see that there is some ancient, truly ancient graffiti on the wall. It looks like this place probably would have also had some guards posted at it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see things like tally marks and guards' comments to each other. Or some,
okay, yeah.
Maybe even some rude messages, that
yeah,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's very, very ancient. Quite clearly was made by the people who once lived here. You rolled high enough.
Yeah.
You get the impression that some of the notes, they start getting quite like... While the Hall of Records is an important sacred place mm-hmm. and has some very, very important information, it's not really, for the people who lived here, it wouldn't have really been a forbidden place.
Yeah, sure. It would have been like a library kind of, yeah.
It's protected to keep it safe from maybe intruders, mm. but it's not really protected to keep it safe from the people who lived there. And that knowledge, combined mm-hmm. with the fact that you've seen a bunch of graffiti, you feel there is a non-0% chance that if you really knuckled down and went through all of this graffiti, you could find yeah. a combination.
Okay, all right. I gesture to the graffiti to Nyla. I mean, I don't know, but I feel like this makes it seem like a casual place. This makes it seem like perhaps somewhere in here, in the writings of the people who came before us, we can find a way in.
She nods.
I'll take this side, you take that side.
All right, she nods. Okay, so Jackson,
yeah.
I'm going to make this a skill check.
Mm-hmm.
So pick three skills.
Okay.
They can be any three skills, but you have to justify how they're helping you.
Okay.
And I will roll them. You need to get two successes. DC is 15.
God, all of my my skills that are like high
yeah.
for Agate Shield Mold are just not appropriate. There's just no way I could use them. All right, well, I'll start with Arcana. That okay. seems like a basic, good beginning.
I don't think you need much to justify that.
Yeah.
That's a nat one.
Okie dokie.
One fail. You have to succeed on these two next rolls.
Okay, let me figure out how to justify stealth. All right. What about this?
Yeah.
I would like to use stealth to get as close as possible to the actual mechanism without activating it.
Right.
To like see if the most pertinent graffiti, my logic being the most pertinent graffiti
right.
would be as close as possible to the actual mechanism. So I would like to get as close to the
like
mechanism.
Like someone's written the combination on the lock.
Yeah. But I have to get as close as possible.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that stealth, because I'm not activating it. I'm basically hiding from the mechanism. Or that could be sleight of hand, which is actually maybe more appropriate. Yeah.
I would say that's a sleight of hand check. Unfortunately, it's not as high, but yeah. it's not
still,
nothing.
It's pretty good.
All right, that's a success.
Okay.
So one fail, one success. You need a third roll, and it needs to get at least 15.
Okay, I can't just, fuck. Deception also not terribly useful here.
Quite difficult to
yeah.
justify.
All right, this is the only one that makes sense. Acrobatics,
uh-huh.
which is a +3, and that'll be me climbing a little bit of the door to
oh,
try
okay.
and get access to some of the writing that is too high for me to read from the ground, the
ground floor.
Yeah. What's up, dude? Did I whiff it?
You didn't whiff it.
Okay, yes!
But you didn't get 15 either.
Okay, fuck, okay.
You fail to find any clues.
Damn it.
Or, well, you find some clues.
Yeah.
You know what I'll say? I'll give you partial credit.
Okay, yes.
So you find a series of, you find they have indeed. They've written some of the combinations down, but that's the problem.
Yes.
They've written some of the combinations down, but if you put in the wrong one, it's going to take an arm.
I go to Nyla. How'd you do?
Nyla shows you the exact same thing. She has also found a couple of combinations. You have, I'll say, five combinations in total.
Okay.
Just enough that you don't have enough arms to try them all.
Now, I don't know if this is how the inky black works.
Right.
But could I, from Agate, extend an inky black hand to, like, use the inky black that's in me the same way Sir Grace might make, like, a Grace slug or, like, a slime person, extend my hand to use that instead of my real hand? Or is there not quite enough in Agate shield mold? Yeah.
I'll make you this deal.
Okay.
You can do that, but that requires... Agate shield mold is controlled, ostensibly.
Yeah.
But she has... There's still a brain there.
Oh, she's still in there. Yeah,
she's still in there. She's... there's not, like... Unless you willingly let her go.
Yeah.
There's no recovering Agate shield mold.
No, for sure.
Not that you... Yeah, unless you were, for some fucking reason, to let her go.
Yeah.
You can't... With this current form, you can't do that.
Mm.
But if Agate shield mold became just inky black with skin stretched over her.
Okay. You could if I do started that. To. Okay. I mean, there's no downside.
It means that when you're not her, she's nothing.
Oh,
really.
That's true. It would probably wreck the deception.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this? So, how many combinations do we have?
There's five.
There's five. And I think one of them. Is
one of them's going to be right?
One of them's going to be right. Okay, I pick one at random, and I say, Nyla, that's it's this. I've read it on the wall. I point out one of the combinations.
That's a deception check.
Yep,
you pass.
Okay,
all right. So I got a D10 because there's five options. I'll break it up into two. So 1, 2 will be the first, 3, 4, yada yada. Yep. If you roll a 9 or a 10, I'm going to say that's the successful one.
Okay.
So there's a 1 in 5 chance, obviously.
I step aside and let Nyla put her hand in.
It snaps shut. Nyla screams as her arm is neatly severed by the locking mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
She falls onto the ground, clutching at the stump where her arm once was.
Nyla, Nyla! Then I'd like to go over to her.
Oh, no, don't do this.
And under the guise, Adam, of providing aid,
mm-hmm.
I'll inky black her.
She's in too much pain to notice what's happening until it's too late. You have Nyla and you have Agate.
Fabulous. And I'll get Nyla to use her other arm and try another one of the combinations.
Okay. Do you want to... So, standing up with like blood dripping out of the stump, Nyla is... bleeding out. Do you want to do something about that?
Yeah, I probably should. I'll make a medicine check.
Yeah, you managed to staunch the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Nyla puts her other arm in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use a D4 this time because now there's only four options.
Yeah.
And 4 is correct. Nyla loses her other arm.
Okay.
Now, if you inky black her, this can be repaired.
Yes,
They will look like regular arms, but they'll be inky black.
Yeah, yeah, I'll...
Though,
I'll...
obviously, the problem is Nyla will become inky black.
Yes, yeah, yeah, she'll just become like a goo. Yeah.
You were trying to avoid this before, but the person who was suspicious of you is now...
Yeah, exactly, it's kind of what I'm thinking. Look, there's no way around this. I'll have to just... And I know this is going to be time-consuming, too.
Yeah.
And our absence is going to become more and more suspicious, but nevertheless, I will just completely... drain her of all personality and character and instead fill her. Some part of me, I imagine, as I do this, I can feel some part of me is in tears. Some part of me that does not belong to Sir Grace, but instead Agate shield mold. And I fill her full of the inky black and then I just go through her arms.
Random people in fucking Fairburn Point just crying for no reason.
It's going to come out somehow.
A third arm.
God damn
and
it.
And we're down to, there's two options left. Yeah. I'll use a D8.
Okay.
I don't have a coin. Yeah, a D8. Odds, no dice. Evens, you get it. Well, on the bright side, you finally figure it out.
Okay.
On the downside, so doing this really fucked up. Nyla is just inky black, but the inky black,
you can tell
these forms can be destroyed still. And she... She has the two arms, but the inky black that is in her is flagging. Mm. There's not much left to Nyla, and it's very apparent.
I turn to the inky black Nyla and I say, there's a chasm about 20, 30 meters back. Jump in there.
She turns around, and you're distantly aware as she does that.
Great, and then I'll unlock the door and step into the Hall of Records. Annoying, because previously I had... Oh, wait, fuck. Might be useful to have her around for whatever's going to protect the Hall of Records. I meant to come upon something. Oh, fuck.
You can stop it. Yeah. Okay. It takes her a little while to get back to the chasm, so you have time to think.
All right,
of
this. I get her to turn around and join me.
You had plenty of time, yeah. But I'm imagining I'm for dramatic effect. Yeah.
And then she just swivels around in the spot and returns to me.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, fabulous. Yeah, but I probably will need it, like a human shield, basically.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. That is probably what she... If she had hit points, if it was like 50 hit points, mm-hmm. She's down to 10.
Okay, that's...
To give you an idea of how fucked up she is.
Okay, no worries.
All right, you turn the lock and open the door. Stepping through the threshold, you are dimly aware, Sir Grace, that... You're being picked off, or the Inky Blacks are being picked off.
Okay.
In the night, you don't need so like a Silvery Moon to tell you this. Mm-hmm. You are, it's not painful or anything like that. It's kind of almost like distantly, it's like how you might be aware that of a mozzie bite.
Yeah, okay, sure.
It's something, it's maybe a minor annoyance, which is a bit funny to say about literally hundreds of people dying. But it is just a very distant, mild pain for you, if you could even really call it that.
For sure.
So like a Silvery Moon nonetheless gives you the report. In the night, we have reports from the soldiers, and I'm sure you're aware of the true believers, what's happening with them.
Yeah.
So far, we found no formal resistance in the tower, but it in the night has become more active. You're still standing on that on mm-hmm. the boat, watching as more and more people are slowly making their way in. It's petered out quite a bit.
Yeah.
In the nighttime, you stopped the assault. Mm. Like I said, everyone kind of bunkered down because it got more active. And the tower is... You knew it was bigger on the inside, but it's so much bigger.
Sure, it's gigantic. There's
maybe one of the true believers. You are in the true believer's body, and you look up and you see you're at the bottom of a staircase, and above you is everything. It's all above you.
Yeah. Okay.
You realize just how much you have to do.
Okay. The resistance that we're getting.
Yeah.
From the tower. Basically, what I'm wondering is, so we know that when you cross over that wall around the outside of the tower, mm-hmm. you enter a contract,
basically,
right?
Basically, yeah.
That with the tower.
Yeah.
So that, what I'm wondering is, can we distract the tower by overloading it with contracts? Like, if I am to possess rats, say, and just send rats pouring into the tower, would that... sort of take away some of their defenses as they have to focus in? Or another alternative strategy is to get a bunch of my wizards or whatever to just pummel the tower with magic missile in an effort to basically drain some of the resources that the tower has. Or do I just think that the tower is of such power and magnitude that would be like a blip, like they just wouldn't notice?
It's complicated. Yeah. So, first off, I will remind you that the resistance, quote unquote, the resistance you're encountering so far.
It's just the innate nature of the tower.
Yeah, there's actually...
It's not active.
Yeah, it really actually has nothing to do with the tower.
Yeah.
There's just the things that live within the tower are sometimes unintentionally hostile to life. They might not even... To give you some explanation, there are knowable entities and there are unknowable entities within the tower.
Yeah.
And the unknowable entities, just by... being in the same place as not the inky black soldiers, but the regular soldiers, some of these unknowable entities just cause madness as they pass through an area. They have nothing to do with that.
Okay.
And that has nothing to do with the tower.
Yeah.
Now, searching through the minds of all your different wizards, maybe even at one point you're speaking with Jindabyne as he's peeling the protections back. It is not a bad idea, or there is some... logic to trying to overload the tower like this, but you don't know how effective it's going to be.
Okay.
The entity that controls the tower and the tower itself are very powerful beings, and it is possible to overwhelm them, but you aren't sure how much that would take.
And it might be like an absolute waste of resources,
it
basically.
It might be. You're not 100% sure, because the tower sees things differently than reality might project. You're not sure if the tower sees Inky Blacks as being separate entities, or if it's or if it is, because the Inky Black is of the tower.
It's like
all the Inky Black. That's one entity, essentially. Okay. We've already made this contract.
Yeah. Okay. My next thought is, what is the most anti-magic?
Right.
As a resource, as something I can acquire, would that in some way solidify the anti-reality in the tower? If I could get in some way a piece of anti-magic into the tower,
yeah,
possibly by consuming it in my inky form and having it pop out in another inky form within the tower, would that in some way help those soldiers that are dealing with, it's just an idle thought.
Anti-magic, you are very hesitant to use because it cut anything, any inky black, it cuts off the inky black essentially as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So you consuming it would basically end whatever consumed it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fair enough. That's good to know. That's good to know. Good to keep in my back pocket. Maybe I need to get in there.
You come to that conclusion. Maybe all of that happened in but a moment.
I think it would have. Yeah.
You're not sure if Solaika Silvery Moon had this idea at the exact same time, or if Solaika Silvery Moon had begun speaking and you distantly aware of him talking were like, that is a good idea.
Yeah.
You're not sure 100% where it comes from. But at the same time, there are obviously some problems to be had. I was going to suggest that perhaps you should lead directly. I would recommend, we're getting reports from our main thrust, which has pushed its way the furthest, has achieved some height within the tower. Hard to say specifically how high, but there is what we are getting described as a mirror landscape. Within the mirror landscape, there are mirror entities which cause madness among the soldiers, but the inky creatures are largely immune to this madness. Mm-hmm. People are reporting, those who are able to report, that within the mirrored surfaces they see several things, either endless further landscapes, themselves reflected back in true form, whatever that really means, or alternatively, these strange mirror entities which leap out and attack people. In addition to that, there's some perhaps unknowable entity which drives those who see it mad, and the inky creatures don't seem to be able to comprehend it properly. Certainly they're not reacting as they should. In any case, I think perhaps it's best for you to lead this contingent.
Yes, I think you're probably right, Silvery Moon.
I will remain here to supervise the beginning of the incursion. Send more as required.
Yes. Well, prepare a longboat.
Of course. A longboat is prepared, and maybe so like a Silvery Moon already had one ready to go. He kind of knew what was good. He knew before he spoke with you.
For sure.
You climb into the longboat, and you are rowed by a couple of soldiers to the wall, which you then climb over. As you climb over, there's a brief moment, even for you, Sir Grace, looking up at the tower, you are distantly aware of the contract that you are signing. Passing over this wall, you are willingly agreeing to the fact that what is about to happen to you may not necessarily fall within the bounds of reality.
That's okay. I've made contracts and broken contracts before.
You wander in the soldiers that are around. There's, camps and such has been established. So like a Silvery Moon probably gives you a map of where you need to go. It's all very detailed, very ordered, very precise. You know exactly what you need to be doing, where you need to be going. And as you go, there's lists of people that you should be speaking with and whatnot. You make little stops here and there.
Yeah, check with the camps.
Yeah, those people who have sentience give you little sit reps and inform you on what's going on. You make little decisions here and there. It's nothing too major until you, stepping from one staircase, you find yourself standing in what can only be described as a mirror wasteland. You turn around and you can't see the staircase that you came from, but you know if you stepped back in that direction, you'd be on the stair.
I would be on, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you'd be on it
Are there camps up here?
There is one major camp here which people have brought materials to construct an actual proper fort. Mm. It is mostly manned by soldiers. The inky creatures, the true believers, are the ones who are really getting sent out here.
Yeah.
Sometimes they come back, sometimes they don't. Yeah, and you're sure. not really aware of what's happening yeah. to them. Some people give you a snap, like a smart salute, and an officer informs you, "My lord, what's your orders then?"
The mirror landscape, can I discern like an end to it?
You look out, imagine, if you will, mm-hmm. Salvador Dali's melty clock painting. Okay.
Awesome.
It is, except every surface is mirrored. Mm. And anytime you look into a mirror, you immediately, as Sir Grace, you are immediately aware that for someone who did not have your mind, this yeah. could drive one mad.
Okay.
You can see this is maybe something that was, so like a Silvery Moon considered this, and yeah. this has been accounted for. A lot of the sentries have blinders that yeah, a horse yeah. might wear.
Okay.
You can see, as was described, sometimes you see it's like the mirror looks like it might be a portal that mm-hmm. you could step through and appear somewhere else in this wasteland. Sometimes you see mirror entities, humanoid, vaguely bipedal creatures made out of mirrored surface. If you, obviously, Sir Grace wouldn't have this yeah. language, but you, Jackson, would describe them as being low-poly people made That's out awesome. Of mirrors. The mirrors on these low-poly people have the same effect of you look at it and sometimes you see, like, it looks like you could step through mm. and be transported. Sometimes in the mirrored people's surfaces, you see more mirrored people. And then finally, the last thing that you can see in all of these mirrored surfaces is yourself, Sir Grace.
Mm.
And that is, even in your current form, this one you find disquieting.
Yeah.
It's just you. It's mm. not... There's nothing strange or odd to it. It's just you. But looking at yourself, it feels like, it's hard to describe this, but it feels like you're seeing yourself for the first time.
Does it? Because as I currently am, I am as a sort of a yeah. tendril of Sir Grace, and I look like a much younger Sir Grace.
Yes.
I look like a Sir Grace, circa Sir Grace to the city.
Mm.
But when I look in the mirror, do I see old man Sir Grace?
I would say yes. You okay. see Sir Grace, you see as you truly are. And it's hard to describe. It's not, there's nothing supernatural yeah. about it, but it's like looking at yourself. It's like you're, it's as you look at this version of yourself, Sir Grace, it's like you're forced to be introspective.
Mm, that's bad.
It's a very disquieting. That's really bad. Yeah.
Okay. What are my soldiers fighting with? What are the weapons they have? What are the ranged weapons they have?
Ranged weapons?
Do I have muskets or anything like that, or is it all...
No, there would be no musket weaponry now.
Okay.
Not at this stage. It'd be mostly... There might be a handful of bowmen,
mm-hmm.
maybe some crossbows and occasional slings, but mostly crossbows, to be honest.
Because what would be great right now
yeah.
would be paintball guns. And I'm just wondering, I mean, Sir Grace does not have the knowledge to know what a gun is. And
sure, sure.
You couldn't really make a paint arrow, so I guess that's probably out of the question. But paint to cover the mirrors would be, can I, okay.
The next best thing might be full-on blindfolds.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah?
I was going to say, what I was thinking is I get one of the inky, one of the true believers, person made just pure inky black. I get them to step out onto the mirrored landscape, and then I would like to dissolve their physical form to make them into like a kind of paste, basically.
Okay.
To cover one of the mirrors.
All right. That, I would say, works,
mm-hmm.
but you can see that it's like there's a drain. Slowly it's being sucked away, and you realize that the appearance of being able to step through a mirror and appear somewhere else, it's not an appearance.
It's what's happening.
It's
yeah,
what's happening, okay. yeah. The inky black isn't being dissolved or destroyed. It's now just somewhere else. It's
okay.
not. It doesn't happen all at once. It's like a slow thing.
Okay. And I can't discern from looking at this, to find the other side of this mirrored landscape would require exploration, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess, yeah, and I don't want to drive anyone insane. I guess those that I can, I just turn off their eyes.
Okay.
And those that I can't, I either call for through the people that I'm connected to that are still surrounding the Lonely Tower, mm-hmm. or if we have the materials here, I start the manufacture of Blindfold.
While that's happening, so Grace, you are the only entity that is safe to look out on the landscape and safe to see what's really happening. There's the inky black creatures,
yeah.
which are so mindless, so kind of dead to you that they are a little, they're a little bit too stupid to be able to properly identify some things. And then, as so like a Silvery Moon was saying, there's some things or some ones or something.
Yeah.
There's something here.
Some that other entity.
That they just can't comprehend.
Yeah.
That they aren't able to recognize as anything. But you are.
Okay.
And looking at, you don't know if this is necessarily it, but you see that there is a host approaching you as you're preparing, to sally forth.
Yeah.
There is a host heading towards you. A small army. You outnumber it, but they have the advantage of fucking with your troops
at
the mere sight
They've
of them.
They've got the home field advantage. Okay.
You see a host of mirrored people, most of them about the size of humans, still, as I said, bipedal, with one exception. There is one the size of a giant, simply huge, able to easily step over your fort, fort battlements. Okay. There's a host of them approaching you. They will be on you soon.
Okay. Do I think that I will be able to get my men blindfolded in time?
Not all of them.
Well, we lose some to madness. That's fine.
All right.
Those that are prepared?
Yeah.
Can I, and this is going to be weird and not perfect, but obviously they can't see, but I can. Can I act as sort of like a battle strategist for them and provide line of sight? For my army, basically.
For all of your army?
Well, I have to, yeah. Except for those that aren't blindfolded.
Okay.
Because otherwise they just won't know what they're aiming at.
Yeah, you can do that if you have them fight in a mass.
Yes, I probably will have to, yeah.
Okay. Do you plan on doing anything else in this fight or just instructing them? That's not a bad option to just do that.
I think
that.
I'll probably just instruct them, honestly.
Well, in that case then, we're not really going properly to combat.
Yeah,
this
okay.
is more of a... You, if you do this, you will win the fight. You'll just take casualties.
Yeah.
And what do you do with your own entity, with your Sir Grace tendril?
With my Sir... I probably...
You'll need to be somewhere visible, but somewhere visible also means that you could be targeted.
Yes, that's true.
There's the battlements. There's some buildings. They're not really designed to be stood on, but they could be stood on.
Yeah. And... I guess the battlements to give myself the best view. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So if you're imagining a box,
mm-hmm.
imagining the box faces north, south, east, and west, they're coming from the west.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you putting yourself?
I would put myself...
If you put yourself on the western battlements, best view, but also most
exposed. Yeah.
East battlements, worst view, but safest.
Well, I'll go east battlements because worst case scenario, I can open the eyes of one of my soldiers and look through their eyes to get an idea of what's happening.
Okay. Well, in that case, then, I'll say you take no damage, your form takes no damage, but your army takes the most possible damage, basically.
Yeah.
So if your host was 40, you get whittled down to 25.
Okay, goddamn.
There's more, you know, there'll be more people coming, but
more,
you kind of want to be pushing now.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So like a Silvery Moon, certainly... Through, I wouldn't say a courier necessarily, but more a telephone, if you will.
Yeah.
Grabbing like a true believer.
Mm.
He speaks to the true believer and you hear what's being said. So like a Silvery Moon, he's getting battle reports and whatnot. My liege, Sir Grace.
Yes.
I believe perhaps the best option here is the best defense is a good offense.
You're right. Push forward through the broken glass and we'll begin the march. Blind through the mirror landscape, crushing the shattered mirrors of our enemies beneath our feet.
Absolutely.
Trying to explore and just trying to find an exit to the mirrored landscape to get one floor higher.
The mirror people in the fight, you learn this.
Mm.
The mirror people, it's both a good thing, it's a blessing and a curse, I suppose. They are only as strong as a mirror. So one good thwack, they essentially have like one hit point.
Yeah.
You make contact with them and you've got them.
Cool.
But as each mirror person is destroyed, they speak a truth of the person who destroys them.
Oh, no.
And that is what really damages your troops.
Mm.
A lot of your troops go mad with the truth that they hear.
Okay. I've got some demoralized. Is it like with the 25 or whatever odd I have left, we walk and just around us raving and like clawing at themselves.
Yeah.
Are those soldiers driven mad?
Some people don't even need to be blindfolded as they tear their own eyes out and their own ears off.
Okay.
Well, not that tearing your ear off does necessarily too much, but you know.
Can I experimentally, as we walk, smash one of the mirrors behind me?
Just one of the mirrored surfaces?
Just one of the mirrored surfaces.
You smash it, and immediately it looks like it was meant to be that way.
Okay.
So it breaks into many smaller pieces, but those smaller pieces now are
still mirrors.
Yeah, they're still mirrors. They don't stop doing what they do, but they don't speak a truth of you when you break them.
Well, I'm just trying to think for the reinforcements that are coming to leave some kind of path.
You could try with goo people.
Yeah, okay. I guess they'll... Yeah, but then I'm losing more soldiers.
That's true.
But if this... The smashed mirror still looks smashed, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it looks like it was meant to be that way.
Hmm. That's a shame. Can I... Do we have in the encampment, like, little flags or anything like that?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. You probably would. Yeah, you'd have ways to do that sort of stuff.
Okay, well, I'll try and construct... Little flat, like just little red flags or something that I can implant in the space between the mirrors, in wherever is, you know, possible for me to plant them, to give people some kind of trail to follow.
In the landscape around you, you see occasionally yourselves reflected back on you, and it occurs to you at no point, other than when it gives you that disconcerting look at yourself, at no point have you in the mirrors seen yourselves, like a proper just normal mirror reflection.
Yeah, okay.
So when you see your host in the mirror, you realize that that is a portal through to yourself at a different place.
Yeah, okay, fantastic.
It's a very confusing thing to see. Occasionally as well, as you're traversing this landscape, you realize you've accidentally walked through a mirror and you've jumped from one place to another. It quickly becomes apparent that navigation here is going to be an absolute nightmare.
Do I, like, as we walk, if you look over in the distance, can I see us from like an earlier point or a future point moving between two mirrors?
It doesn't seem to transverse in time.
Okay.
When only, I say you can see yourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when I say you see yourselves at a different point, it'd be like you leave on the east side of your group and arrive on the west side, if that makes sense. You nonetheless, though, every now and then you catch glimpses of the host that you're with. It's there's so many of them, endlessly copied. Every kobold looks the same to you. Every kobold has only ever looked like a kobold to you.
That was true of Sir Grace from the beginning.
They are one of the beast races, of course.